Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Monica J Show here, your show. Should just call it your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this beautiful Thursday. Yes, it's Thursday. Time is just flying by. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 991FMTalk.com is the webpage. Please check it out. Vote on today's poll question or vote in it. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Is the Washoe County Health Officer Kevin Dick being melodramatic by warning that there may be dark days ahead after the Washoe County School Board voting to approve its initial reopening plans? Dark days ahead? Huh. Sounds like Officer Dick is trying to instill fear in people. Because last time I checked, he's not a pediatrician, and the majority of the pediatricians out there are saying, get these kids back into school. Maybe, Officer Dick, you should teach people how to clean surfaces or just keep their rooms clean. Teach kids how to wash their hands. Yeah. Yesterday's poll question, should hydroxychloroquine be sold over-the-counter as it is in other countries? 81% of those participating in the poll say yes. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, heck, Dr. Fauci said it was a wonder drug not too long ago. It's fear. It's mind control. You have to deprogram and back out of all of this to see what is really going on. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Neil this morning. Neil, thank you for calling the show. You want to talk about freedom? Neil, are you still with us? Okay, it looks as though we've lost Neil. So before I go to this next caller, I want to share two emails with you. Or actually, I'll just share the one because the other email is exactly the same. I just got the mail and there was a registration form saying our records show that you are not registered to vote. Bob said the problem is that this is for my mother who died in 2015. And I handled her estate, so her address changed to Smith Valley and now to Sparks, where I currently live. I wonder how much scrutiny the registrar has if I were sent this and I get it in the mail in ballot without having to request it. So Ryan just texted me the pictures last night of the notification that he got that he wasn't registered to vote, even though he has lived in the same location for quite a few years and has voted in numerous elections. These are coming out. Please check your status. It's easy to do. Just go to the Washoe County Registrar's website because they are trying to steal this election. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 because I know exactly what he wants to talk about, and that is the election, and he's got a great idea. Bruce, thank you so much for calling into the program today.
Well, good morning, Monica. How are you doing this morning?
I'm here. Are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm on my headset.
Oh, you're on your headset. Okay. So what's going on, Bruce? You want to take a page out of Lyon County's playbook.
Well, Lyon County commissioners sent a resolution to the Secretary of State condemning the use of all mail-in voting in the upcoming November election. And I am drafting a letter and requesting different organizations that want to sign on with the letter that I'm drafting to our county commissioners, encouraging strongly that they need to take a page out of Lyon County also and send a duplicate resolution to the Secretary of State. If there are any organizations out there that would like to include their name on the letter that I'm sending, they can contact me at 1NevadaPatriot@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to add you to the letter that I'm drafting. It's to be strongly worded.
You know, you can just put my name on there, Bruce.
Well, I will do so. the whole idea of a general election done by mail-in, but all mail-in voting, it just screams potential for fraud. I can't believe that there's anybody out there that would think that this is a good idea. Now, I know,
Bruce,
that there are a few states. Go ahead.
There is so much coming out of this, because that was one of the things that, you know, President Trump likes to just drop these little nuggets and then he lets the press go crazy, you know, like hydroxychloroquine works and stuff like that. But he also dropped the little nugget of counterfeit ballots coming from countries like China and Russia who want to interfere in this election. They do not want him reelected. So there's your interference from other countries. Now, as most people know, the Houston consulate, Chinese consulate, was shut down. They had 72 hours to vacate. And all of a sudden, fires were going on in the parking lot there, burning a bunch of things. Now, what I have seen, and I guess it's just conspiracy theory, as it's supposed to be made out to be kooks or something like that. But from what I've seen, those were supposed to be counterfeit ballots that they were burning because they didn't want anybody in there finding those to know what was going on. Bruce, this is not just a local election that they are trying to steal. This is a national election. This is something that we are being conspired against because we have a president who's not a politician who is doing the work for the American people, and they are pissed.
Oh, Monica, you couldn't be more spot on. The idea that our elections are so secure that we don't need to worry about doing a mail-in. No, that nothing could be further from the truth. And yes, they had to burn those ballots because the shredder would have left them in, you know, they could put them back together again. So they had to be burned. But it's not just from outside the borders. It's from within our very borders. Mail-in balloting is going to allow people that shouldn't even be in this country, and you know who I'm talking about, allow them to vote too. If that is not foreign interference in our elections, I don't know how you can classified as anything other than that.
Well, and we need to start charging, you know, these politicians or wannabe politicians who are saying that, you know, yeah, illegals should vote. They're in this country. Well, no, that's wrong. Those people need to be charged with treason or, you know, whatever you want to call it. But they are trying to steal this country.
Oh, definitely. And as far as the having illegals vote, and do these people even read our Constitution? I don't think
so.
It's very clearly spelled out in our Constitution what is a citizen of this country. And only citizens are allowed to vote in our elections. If you're in this country illegally, you have no voice. You gave up your voice the minute you walked into this country by any other means than through the front door. And
so,
that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I want, at a very minimum, whether they adopt the resolution or not, I want the officials here in Washoe County to know we, the people, are not unaware of the potential for fraud here, and we're going to be watching this, and we got our eyes on you. We want to see what you're going to do. And we have long memories. Oh, and by the way, this is an election year.
So I would encourage people from every county, because this is all of Northern Nevada. So Bruce is working on Washoe. Lyon has already done it. Douglas, Churchill, Story, we need you on board as well. Somebody needs to write a letter, get it as many signatures and official as you can, and get it to your commissioners, your supervisors, whoever it needs to go to, the registrar of voters, the secretary of state, that you will not stand for this. We have proven President Trump put on a mask for a reason, and that was to show people that there's no excuse. If you say that masks work or face shields work, and this is what you want people doing, then we can vote in person. If we can shop, if we can grocery shop, we can vote in person. There is no excuse. Bruce, thank you for taking this on.
My pleasure, Monica. And by the way, that's one of the things that I love so much about our president. He uses their own little games against them. I'm going to put on a mask. Now we can vote in person. Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. No, the masks don't work. Okay, great. Thank you for playing. You got to love it.
Bruce, this is why we are going through everything that we are going through. And I know that you already know this, but every single thing that President Trump has done or has not done, especially in the eyes of the media, he has done for a reason. Because people in this country have to wake up and understand the corruption that the deep state is not just Washington, D.C. It is in our own backyards. And everything that they are throwing at him, he is just throwing right back into their face so the American people can see how corrupt this country has gotten because our eyes have been closed and we have just been dealing with our own stuff, letting these people run rampant.
Yep, that's exactly correct.
Yep. Bruce, thank you so much for the call and doing what you're doing for the elections. I appreciate that. And I hope everybody takes a stand in every county and gets this done. Send the letters. Send the emails. These people in supposedly positions of representing us need to know they're not representing us if they allow mail-in voting. And that's exactly one of the things that Governor Sisolak is going to be taking on when he brings back this second special session. Yes, election reform, police reform. Yeah, nothing needs to be reformed. The only thing that needs to be taken care of is getting him out of office. We'll be back. Doug, please stay on the line right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Remember, when you're over on our webpage answering today's poll question, do you think that the Washoe County, what's his title, health officer, Kevin Dick, is being melodramatic by warning that there will be dark days ahead after the Washoe County School District Board voted to approve the reopening plans for fall? Is he being scary? It's all about fear. What happened to those T-shirts that we used to all wear when we were younger that said, no fear? No fear of living life. Getting out there and doing what you do and doing it with a smile on your face and not wearing a mask. 991fmtalk.com. While you're there, take a trip over to my webpage, because there's a lot of stories that I put up that I find that are interesting that you should know about. The 40-minute white doctors in white coats at the press conference on Capitol Hill is there. You can see it in its entirety. And then think for yourself, why is every social media out there banning board-certified doctors from getting this information out? You got to ask yourself that. Talk and text line at 884-9910. Let's check in with, I believe we have Doug on the line, wants to talk about parties. What kind of parties those are, I'm not quite sure if he's talking about political parties or getting out and partying. Let's find out. Hey, Doug, thanks for calling the show today.
Yeah, I wonder something. I want to run this past you. The state elections can be run by the parties here. But can the president and the Republican Party, because the presidential election is federal, can't they demand that the voting be done for president, maybe only president, in person? That would eliminate mail-in fraud. You'd have to be motivated to go vote, for one thing. And I'm wondering why they can't do that. It seems that that would be within their purview or their power to say you have to vote for president in person. What do you
think? I believe, don't hold me to it, I'll have to do some more research, but I believe that's just a federal office. All elections are still controlled by the states themselves, whether it's for a federal office or a state office. So everything still goes back to the states, and it's all about that state control. Because if we allow the feds to come in and mandate that, then we're giving up that control over elections, and we don't want that. So even if it's a presidential race, we still want to have control over that. But that's a great question, Doug. And that's the thing, is people don't know enough about everything that goes on with our election process, with why we have electors. That's why they're trying to get rid of electors, or, you know, the Electoral College. And it's just sad that we've gotten to this point where people can manipulate other people's thoughts because they're not giving them all of the information. So, Doug, thank you so much for calling the show with your question today. Let's go on to Pete. Pete, thank you so much for calling into the program today. You want to go back to the rallies in Carson City?
Monica.
I mean, in Douglas.
In Douglas. Yeah. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Unless, you know, I haven't been to the library in quite a while, but unless they moved, that building is in a residential area. And that causes a little concern for me.
You know, that causes concern for me too, Pete, because when you look at what has gone on around other parts of the country, they are encouraging these anarchists to go into the residential communities. So, do they do that in Douglas County? Probably not. I don't think they're going to take that into their hands, because Douglas County, Nevada is a patriot county. And people know their Second Amendment rights. They know how to protect their property. This isn't going to be one of those situations like happened back east. So if they're smart, which I'm not really giving them that much credit for, I don't think that they will do that. I think they will keep it at the library. But you know what, Pete? I really want to encourage people that if you go out and you do the counter protest, don't give them anything to feed off of. Be happy, smile at them, you know.
That's a good point. I was going to go and just watch and just see what's going on.
Yeah.
I hate to admit this, but I know the person that's the, I don't want to use the word, but I will, ringleader for Black Lives Matter in Carson, and she can get pretty agitated. So, and she works or has worked for the company I work for part-time, and I'm concerned about her starting crap. I really am.
Yeah, and I tell you, people on Facebook,
I don't know her personally, but
they share her name. The law enforcement, they know who she is, and the patriots know who she is. And yes,
that's good to know.
She is an agitator, and she will be out there. So I encourage, this is a really easy fix, too, for people going out. You know, have your backpacks with water and stuff like that and what you need and your protections. You know, wear sunscreen.
Oh, yeah.
But take earplugs, because they will be out there screaming. They'll be screaming profanities. They'll be out there with their bullhorns. She loves her bullhorn. And, you know, making that kind of ruckus. So take protection for yourself. Wear earplugs. It's the best thing that you can do for yourself. And eye protection. And, you know, wear a shirt that
is my age.
Wear a shirt that you might not care about.
She can get in your face.
Yeah, she can get in your face.
You know, I'm just going to watch from a distance. I'm just more curious. Now, my last question, I got to go. You said, I heard it mentioned earlier that it's going to be the 15th and the 8th.
Yep. They're planning on two separate events. But this is, you know, this is what they do. They get paid for this, Pete. That's why they have to schedule it out. That's why they have to hire people. They have to get their names. That's why when you go to one of these events, you'll see people checking in. They're busing them in. They're flying them in, because there's not enough people in Douglas County who are going to be on that side to make any type of presence. So,
it's
for the
probably
Patriot,
not a good idea to wear my U.S. flag shirt. Probably not.
I love your U.S. flag shirt. Wear something blue. That's what I would encourage people. Wear something blue and back the blue. Make that.
Yeah, get one of the blue flag shirts. Yeah.
Get a plain T-shirt and just write on it, "God bless Sheriff Coverly."
I like it.
We can do it easy. Pete, thank you much for the call, and you have a great day today. You're awesome, too.
You too.
We'll be right back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Log on to 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question, brought to you courtesy of Nissan of Carson City. Do you think that the health district officer for Washoe County is being melodramatic when he uses the term, I love this, dark days ahead, just because the Board of Supervisors, or the Washoe County School Board, voted to stick with their plan for reopening schools? You might have heard it there in the news segment. Even throwing around his weight that he could close the schools if he deems necessary. Because of an increase in cases. Not deaths. Not people that are actually ill in hospitals. Cases. That's the left in all its glory. That is the left in all its glory. And what they have been doing to this country for decades, decades and decades and decades, is dumbing down society. They got a hold of the kids, and they're not letting go. So much to the point that if it's white and it's male, it's gotta go. Why do I say that? Because Rutgers University, which I believe with putting this out, should not be declared a university, because they are saying that grammar is racist. Yes, it is the peak of the mob's notions of social justice. It just continues. Everywhere you turn, the cancel culture, the universities, our K through 12, all dumbing down society, not teaching history. Now Rutgers wants to get rid of proper grammar. Heck, people in this country can't even, you know, agree on a language. We can't even say that the universal language of the United States of America or official language is English. Bring that up to politicians and see what they say. This is all leading us to the end point, which is coming very quickly. And our next caller is an expert on that, basically, because he's fought in those wars. He's fought against those people who are trying to make this country, and who have been from the very beginning, even in the days of George Washington, to make this a Marxist communist country. Vance, thank you so much for calling the show. And I know you all, you have a lot of history on this and you do your research, but where are we headed? Because people aren't paying attention.
Where are we headed? Try the communist China. That's where we're headed. Okay. What I wanted to tell you, talk about was how one man stopped a riot, or several riots. Go all the way back, I think somewhere between 1970 and 1972. I was in high school in San Diego, and we had a celebrity there by the name of Archie Moore. He was a boxing champion, probably one of the longest careers in the sport. Anyways, word got out that some agitators were going to be headed for San Diego, and they were known to be in the same area that riots occurred in Chicago, Detroit, Watts, you name it, back then. So anyways, they find out which plane it is they're coming on. Don't know how, but they did. Anyways.
Well, it was a looser time back in the 70s.
Yeah, well, he greeted them. The plane landed there at Lindbergh Field. He greeted them, and along with him, behind him, was every chief of police and the sheriff of San Diego County. And about a battalion, I'd say about 200 officers from the various departments. Well, the door opens, the guys come down the ladder, and who do they run smack into? Archie Moore. And they exchange words. They did not step off the bottom step of that ladder. Okay? And they exchanged words for a few minutes. And then Mr. Archie Moore raised his arm, pointed towards the door. They exchanged some more words. His arm stayed outstretched, pointing towards the door. Well, they turned around, went back up the ladder, closed the door. The ladder was pulled away. About an hour later, the engines turn up, and away they go. That is why you do not ignore anybody like BLM or Antifa. We need, down in Douglas County, when they decide to do their crap, we need a minimum of 4,000. I am hoping 10,000 out of a population of 48,000 in that county to show up, point towards the door of those buses, and tell them, get back on your bus and get out of here.
I think that's a fantastic idea. Every community should do that. Absolutely every community. Because these people aren't your neighbors. They're not your elected representatives. They don't live and work and shop in this community. You can stand up to them and let them know exactly what your community stands for, and that is backing law enforcement.
I plan on being down there for both days. I've got my bike back in commission. I'm calling you from beautiful downtown Pleasant Valley. I'm off on one of the streets here parked, and I've got my bike back, so I got decent gas mileage now.
Nice. Nice. All right. For anybody that wants to join Vance out there, it is the 8th and the 15th from 11 to 6 p.m. that BLM will be out there in Douglas County at the library. All started
spread the word.
Spread the word. Vance, thank you so much, and you be safe out on the road. especially on your bike. Appreciate that. And that's a motorcycle for those who don't realize it. But here's the deal. If we don't stand up for law enforcement, if we don't tell the city councils, the board of supervisors, the county commissions exactly how we feel about our law enforcement, then we're going to lose it. They will defund it. They've already started. You have a governor that, and I say you because I didn't vote for him, a governor that is trying to reform law enforcement. We don't need any messing around with our law enforcement. They do their jobs, and we back them. Even when the Democrat mayor here in Reno ties their hands, we need to back law enforcement. I like that idea that I came up with in the last segment. Homemade t-shirts. Just go buy a white t-shirt and a marker. And during these protests, send Sheriff Coverly and all of the deputies in Douglas County a message. Whether it be back the blue or we love our law enforcement or BLM get out or God bless Sheriff Coverly, who is not backing down from his statement to the Douglas County Library Board or to the director of the library, Amy Dotson. He's not backing down. And from what somebody sent me in a text earlier, county commission doesn't seem to be too worried about it because they're not going to be taking action against Amy. Well, remember, there's an election coming up very quickly. We're down to, what, I believe it's 97 days now? I'm terrible for math. Don't take my word on that. But until you start standing up for your community and the communities around us, you know, Washoe County is the biggest one up here. Until we start going and supporting the smaller communities, BLM will take over like a virus here in Northern Nevada. And we cannot let that happen. Because there are people who believe this but cannot go out and protest. They don't have the means. They don't have the health. They don't have the time. Because a lot of people work on the weekends too. And that's exactly what these BLM protesters are going to be doing, is working. All these white millennials out there being paid to do this. Professional signs. Take a look at the bullhorn that the lead agitators use. That thing is expensive. It's expensive to fly people in. It's expensive to bus people in. So where's all this money coming from? Open Societies Foundation. Donations. Yet none of the money that goes into Black Lives Matter actually goes to any Black community to help them. No. It goes to start more chapters. It goes to printing up their message. So whatever you can do, make sure your voice is heard. Just received this email. Monica just went to the post office and ran into a born and raised individual. He was very concerned about the upcoming BLM protests coming on the 8th and the 15th. His concern is that they will be violent to make an example of our town. Our sheriff has gone national, i.e. CNN, Fox. Yeah. This story has gone national. And, yeah, they might get violent. But there will be law enforcement there, and there will be patriots there. Do you remember what happened in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, when the protesters showed up there? There were three times as many patriots than there were protesters. And they behaved themselves because they knew they had to. Just a reminder that Nevada is an open carry state. I don't encourage violence. I abhor violence. Because it's about humanity. It's not about a color of skin. It's not about a hairstyle. It's not about political beliefs. It's about humanity. And when you put in front of the term lives matter, when you put a race or a religion or a philosophy, ideology in front of that, you are the one that is racist. All lives matter. We'll be back to wrap up the show after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole, but I know I do have a few listeners who are on the same path that I am. And I just received this text that says, Monica, I couldn't listen to your whole show today, but both of my sons called me and the Trump Twitter feed is blowing up. He says he likes pizza. Any thoughts? Our president, my president, does everything for a reason. He says things for a reason that sound kind of wonky. He tweets things that seem kind of weird. He misspells things. He capitalizes certain words that don't necessarily need to be capitalized. He makes gestures during press conferences. It's all for a reason. And I want you to remember, everything that we are going through right now is all for the children. Making sure that they have a good education that's reading, writing, arithmetic, science, to go forward in this world, to be an example to the rest of the world, excellence, exceptionalism, how far you can go to advance the world. But when you take over the schools and you take over the libraries and you send the wrong messages, or for the library, any messages at all, we are doing the next generation a disservice. My feeling is the reason that Trump tweeted out that he likes pizza is because the mainstream media is ignoring the fact that Ghislaine Maxwell's former prosecutions have been unsealed. With the unsealing of those records comes the full flight logs of Jeffrey Epstein. And a whole lot of other juicy information that the mainstream media has been telling you and pushing on you for years that Pizzagate was a hoax. Well, they should know about hoaxes. The mainstream media has been in line because they are paid for. Only five different companies own all the entertainment, all the media that is around us, that brainwashes us every single day. You have to push away from that and start finding the answers for yourself. We have a local human trafficking organization here in town called Awaken. Why don't you get with them and get some of the real stories on how men, women, and children especially have been trafficked, just snatched off the street, and sold into slavery to others. Trump's fixing that. I love you. He loves you. We'll be back tomorrow.